The Pittsburgh Festival Orchestra and the Fox Chapel Presbyterian will present the music of George Frederick Handel on Sunday, October 23rd. David Billings will play Organ Concertos No. 4 and 6 with the Quartz Quartet comprised of Ellen Maria Willis, Patrick Forsythe, Stephen Weiss, Paula Tuttle, joined by oboist Cindy Anderson and bassist Brian Stahursky. Also on the program is Handel's Water Music. 4 p.m., admission is free, and it's a free will donation. Come join the fun. So I love listening to podcasts when I drive in the car, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if I could just listen to Wikipedia in my car? And I learned today that you can do just that. I learned how to make Siri speak any text you want from your phone. So you go to your settings and you find or search for speech selection and you turn it on. You know, you slide the button until it's green. And then when you want to listen to something, let's say Wikipedia, you select over what you want to hear. And on the bar that says copy, select, or paste, you use the arrow until you get to the option speak. And you press the button, she will speak it for you.
Vincenzo Galilei. Born April 3rd, 1520, Santa Maria Amanti, Italy. Died July 2nd, 1591, Florence, Italy, was an Italian lutenist, composer, and music theorist. His children included the astronomer and physicist Galileo Galilei and the lute virtuoso and composer Michelagnolo Galilei.
Welcome back to Accelerando. My name is Paula Tuttle. And if you prefer to hear Siri talk about the origins of the recitative and the famous son of the lute player Vincenzo Galilei, there are actually two famous sons, you may do that. On the other hand, we will certainly have more fun.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
The Galilei we all know is Galileo Galilei, the father of observational astronomy. Also tried for heresy because he purported that the Earth revolved around the sun. His dad had an equally important role in the history of music. He's listed as the first musician in history credited with the invention of the recitative. That's the abbreviated version, but the long version is a bit too dry, so let's leave it at that.
The use of recitative in opera is widely attributed to Galilei, since he was one of the inventors of monody, the musical style closest to recitative.
Okay, fine. Siri's right, but she's boring. A fun fact is Galileo's dad, Vincenzo, composed 24 dances in the same manner as Bach's well-tempered clavier. 24 dances in 12 major and minor keys. He wrote them in 1584. Bach wrote the well-tempered clavier in 1722 and 1742. Wow. That's 150 years before. How do you like them apples, Siri?
Renaissance compositions were notated only in individual parts, scores were extremely rare, and bar lines were not used. Note values were generally larger than are in use today. The primary unit of beat was the semi.
Okay, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're getting too technical. We're talking about Vincenzo Galilei, the father of Galileo Galilei. He was an exceptional lute player who had two famous sons. One, the astronomer-physicist, the other took up his father's trade as a lutenist. Got it?
Got it.
Vincenzo Galilei was a lutenist and composer right on the cusp of the Renaissance-turning-Baroque period. And he had a lot to contribute to the revolution. It's strange to think of music of that era being revolutionary, but it really was. When you think of the Renaissance, think modes. Lydian, Dorian, Mixolydian. Music theory was coming out of its infancy in the Renaissance, focusing on the idea of triads. Polyphony was invented when the use of sixths were not heard as dissonances anymore. This was a game changer. Along comes the Baroque era, and the idea of major and minor keys was all the rage. And there was Vincenzo Galilei, writing well-tempered music. The Galileis were well ahead of their time in both music and physics. Together, Vincenzo and his son Galileo did some tests on lute strings in the basement of their home. They used weights and different lengths to determine the proportions of tension between, say, a tonic and a fifth. The answer lied in a proportion of 3-2. We still use these mathematics when tuning a piano, say. The Galileis found that weights suspended from a string of equal length need to be a ratio of 9-4 to produce the 3-2 perfect fifth.
Now who's boring?
Okay, I get your point. Let's take another swing at this. Galileo said that it was those days in the basement with Dad stringing lute strings around and adding weights and square roots that introduced him to the idea of systematic testing. The scientific method hadn't been written yet, but his lutenist dad was essentially inventing it. A musician inventing the scientific method.
I'm starting to see your point. Science, math, and music are related.
Yes. Some of the great thinkers of the Enlightenment were musicians.
Galileo made discoveries in acoustics, particularly involving the physics of vibrating strings and columns of air. He discovered that while the ratio of an interval is proportional to string lengths, for example, a perfect fifth has the proportions of 3-2, it varied with the square root of the tension applied, and the cube root of concave volumes of air. Weights suspended from strings of equal length need to be in a ratio of 9-4 to produce the 3-2 perfect fifth.
Okay, of course you're right.
I know I am right.
So now you ask?
Yes.
Did his son Galileo the astronomer play the lute?
Did Galileo the astronomer play the lute?
He sure did. He was the oldest of 6 children, so he got lute lessons from the start, and he was an accomplished lutenist. His youngest brother, Michelangelo, became a professional lutenist.
Was he any good?
Well, it's up for debate. Reportedly, he was a burden on his family, financially.
You mean he was a no-good lowlife?
Well, I wouldn't say that. He just didn't make enough to help pay for the dowries of his sisters. But yes, Michelangelo would borrow from Galileo to pay for his musical endeavors and excursions.
Typical musician. So Galileo went by his first name, like Yanni, Sharon Midori.
Yeah, he did. I guess because his given name was so close to his surname, he tended to refer to himself as just Galileo.
Sort of a big ego, I imagine.
Well, yes, I guess. If you're going to run up against the Pope and say the Earth revolves around the Sun, you have to have some nerve. Galileo definitely got the tendency to question authority from his father. His father also gave him the confidence to experiment and urged him to get a medical degree from the University of Pisa. Later, Galileo talked his father into letting him study mathematics, even though there was no money in it.
That headed him for trouble.
Well, yeah. After everything he found in the telescopes, the church accused him of trying to rewrite the Bible.
Some things never change, huh?
Now, let's not get political here. I guess we better sum things up before we go down that rabbit hole. The Galileis were just curious and lived during times of rapid change, rapid for the Middle Ages. Vincenzo lived an extraordinary life as a musician and a scientist in his own right. And the brother Michelangelo plays a part too, because Vincenzo and Galileo didn't know how to support the younger lutenist, so they felt compelled to create inventions to make a quick buck.
Wait, what?
It's all in Wikipedia.
If you say so.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And that's my rant for this week. Hope you had fun.
And you can visit accelerandocast.com and read the show notes.
We'll see you next week, and don't forget to support your local lutenist. Thanks for listening. On November 1st, the Diamante Trio with Lily Abreu will perform at the Monroeville Library. The concert is free, and it's a great opportunity to get a copy of our CD, No More Blues. It's at 7 p.m., the admission is free, and seating is limited. Come hear lots of fun Latin American music. Melancolia que não sai.